Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His word. The topic of this devotional is overcoming temptation. Our scripture is Genesis chapter 19, verse 1 and verses 12 through 26.
Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening as Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. Then the two men said to Lot, "Whom else have you here? A son-in-law, and your sons and your daughters, and whomever you have in the city, bring them out of the place, for we are about to destroy this place, because their outcry has become so great before the Lord that the Lord has sent us to destroy it." Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were to marry his daughters, and said, "Up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city." But he appeared to his sons-in-law to be jesting. When morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in the punishment of the city." But he hesitated. So the men seized his hand and the hand of his wife and the hands of his two daughters, for the compassion of the Lord was upon him. And they brought him out and put him outside the city. When they had brought them outside, one said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, and do not stay anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains, or you will be swept away." But Lot said to them, "Oh no, my lords. Now behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, for the disaster will overtake me, and I will die. Now behold, this town is near enough to flee to, and it is small. Please let me escape there. Is it not small? That my life may be saved." He said to him, "Behold, I grant you this request also, not to overthrow the town of which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there." Therefore the name of the town was called Zoar. The sun had risen over the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. But his wife from behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt.
Think about a temptation that keeps showing up in your life. Maybe you're struggling with physical boundaries with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Maybe you can't control your consumption of comfort food when you get stressed. Maybe you're having a tough time cutting out your gossip in the workplace. The passage we just read is a story about a man named Lot who is surrounded by temptations, and he's not doing a great job protecting himself against them. Lot is Abraham's nephew, and he is one of God's people. However, he has chosen to live in the town of Sodom, a town void of God's people and ripe with temptations. God is so displeased with the sin of Sodom, which can be characterized by the overarching sin of pride, that he has decided to destroy it. In his compassion, God sends two angels into Sodom to warn Lot and his family that they are about to destroy the city. The angels tell Lot to take his family and leave. But as verse 16 tells us, Lot hesitated. Lot doesn't know if he wants to leave. His reaction to deliverance is lukewarm. The city and its temptations are strongly alluring. A passage in Ezekiel sheds some light on the nature of these temptations. Ezekiel 16, verses 49 through 50 says, "Behold, this was the guilt of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters had arrogance, abundant food, and careless ease, but she did not help the poor and needy. Thus they were haughty and committed abominations before me." Lot feels the pull towards the gratifying feeling of arrogance and self-importance. He experiences the draw towards succumbing to the mindset of abundance and careless ease, not having to worry about the needs of others. He is tempted by a way of life that neglects God's definitions of right and wrong and engages in whatever feels best. I think we can all relate to Lot's experience. In a moment of temptation, we don't necessarily want to be rescued out of the situation. The pull of the temptation is so strong and appealing, and our brains are somehow able to come up with a million reasons to justify giving in. It's not until after we give in that the guilt and the remorse set in. In Lot's struggle against these temptations, God intervenes. The angel sees the hands of Lot and his family and bring them out of the city because, as the passage says, the compassion of the Lord was upon him. God delivers Lot from his temptations despite his lukewarm faith. But there is a tragic element to the ending of this story. As Lot and his family flee from the destruction of Sodom, Lot's wife looks back at the city longingly, revealing where her heart is really at. Lot's wife experiences the consequence of her disobedience, and she is turned into a pillar of salt. Why did God choose to use salt? The Dead Sea, which was right next to the town of Sodom, was known for being full of salt. The transformation into salt draws a connection between Lot's wife and the sea. This connection conveys that Lot's wife became what she surrounded herself with, spiritually, emotionally, and now literally. 2 Peter chapter 2 applies this narrative to believers today. It says that if God rescued Lot, then he also knows how to rescue the godly from trials. Just as Lot's rescue was not about his own strength to flee from Sodom, so our rescue is also not about our own strength. The power to overcome temptations comes from God's compassionate deliverance through the Holy Spirit. This is not to say that our personal responsibility is off the hook. Believers must be careful with the situations they put themselves in. Just like Lot's wife, we become what we surround ourselves with. We are not immune to temptations. However, it is inevitable that we will face temptations. And when we do, we must look to God, His power, and His deliverance. He is stronger than our lukewarm faith. We must look to God when we are tempted to find security in our performance or success. We must look to God when we are tempted to sin sexually. We must look to God when we are tempted to let our negative feelings consume us and cause us to stop caring about others. God allows us to face situations and temptations like these over and over again to teach us to depend on Him. All we must do is look to God and His compassionate deliverance, accepting His strength to overcome. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your compassion on me. You continue to work in me, even when my faith is weak. Thank you for your power that rescues me from temptations. With the temptations in my life right now, help me to look to your power and deliverance. Teach me to depend on you. Amen. As you listen to the worship song, identify a temptation you are facing right now. Reflect on God's compassionate desire to deliver you. Pray and ask Him to give you power to resist this temptation.
I am hurting. Why is is this happening to me? I am hurting. Can you hear me? Will you hide yourself from me? I am hurting. Help me to believe.
What can separate me from